The sound of music is money. How to crush instruments. So, instruments is another category of items that you can make a lot of money on. You're going to come across many used instruments that people just don't use or play anymore, or maybe they decided to try it out and it's just not for them and they're looking to sell it. On the other hand, with all these people looking to get rid of their instruments, you've got a whole new market for people who are looking to start. And they don't want to spend, you know, a lot of money on brand new instruments because instruments can be expensive, so they are constantly looking for used instruments they can get for a much better price. So a very hot market to tap into, used instruments. The good thing about instruments, just like almost, you know, this probably applies to a lot of different niches, but it helps if you have some knowledge here, but you can always get it as you do more deals. For example, the only category of instruments I'm familiar with is keyboards, specifically Yamaha keyboards I know a lot about. And as far as other instruments like guitars, electric guitars, you know, oboes. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else I've sold. I've sold a lot of different instruments. Violins, saxophones, clarinets, flutes, different categories of instruments. Even if you're not super familiar with them, you can, it's easy to research them. So basically what you want to do is research as much as possible first. And then, in the process, you're going to be really familiarizing yourself with, you know, the current values, trends, and, you know, you'll be learning more about the terminology that you can use to better phrase the ad, and make it more, sellable, so you can market it much better. And another thing about instruments is, like I said, they're always available and they're always in demand. So think about instruments like exercise equipment. People start taking lessons and then they quit. And a great time to buy instruments, a great time to buy it is all year. Any time is a great time to buy it as long as you're getting it for a low price. But specifically after Christmas and New Year's, that's when the resolutions start to fizzle and fade. So a lot of people, you know, start to set New Year's resolutions. They say, this year I am going to learn how to play guitar. Or this year I'm going to take up piano lessons. And what happens? A lot of cases, 2, 3, 4 months down the road, they stop and the instrument is just sitting there and they try and sell it. So that's when you can come in, buy it from them for a low price, turn around and resell it for a profit and keep the profit. Another great time is back to school time and just after the term starts. So when kids start school and music classes and take lessons, now the majority, I would say probably 90% of every Yamaha keyboard that I've sold, probably 90% of it was to a family whose kids were just starting piano lessons. And, if you start flipping instruments, or once you start getting into it, you'll start to see trends and patterns. So a lot of times the story goes like this. The kid, you know, the son or daughter, or the kids have started piano lessons. And the piano instructor wants them to buy a specific type of piano or keyboard so they can practice at home. And some of them are very open and flexible on what kind, but other piano instructors are very strict and specific. So for example, I find that a lot of times they want the keyboard to have heavy weighted keys. You know, that's where the keys, when you play them, they're heavy so that it feels like a real piano so they get to practice on what, you know, train their hands and prepare it for a real piano. So that's another way to really, that's another benefit you can actually add, put into your advertisement when you post it up for sale. You know, even one sentence will make the sale. You know, that one sentence can close the sale in a lot of cases. Something like, has heavy weighted keys, just like a real piano, so that you can train your hands, you know, get them prepared and trained as if you're playing on a real piano. So even just mentioning something in there, because a lot of times it's the parents who are looking for the instruments to buy for the kids, and they don't know too much about it. They're just kind of going off of the guidelines of the piano instructor. So what you can do is really communicate their needs to them and, you know, share those benefits with them. So, like I said, but not just with keyboards or pianos. I mean, this applies to any type of instrument. It's easy to quickly get familiar with different instrument categories. You know, just do a quick Google search, you know, or run through my four weapons of determining value, and you can very quickly get educated on instruments. And just like with everything else, you know, clean the instruments if they need to be cleaned, really stage them and take high quality, you know, pictures with them or of them. And, you know, if it has like a music stand or case, make sure you get that in there. If it's like a piano that has like a foot pedal, music stand, a stool or a bench, and all that stuff, make sure everything's in there. So yeah, really look, tap into, musical instruments, and because they're a great additional income stream for you if you, keep your eye open on them and, be confident enough to take them on.